Yeah, these microphones are designed for Terry Gross, not the the loud expert of laughing that Khalees and I often are prone to
do. I learned, like, my core strength was always good, but it comes in really handy when I have to
lean way back.
All right.
Like Fat Joe.
This week is CSA Week, a national push encouraging folks to sign up for community supported agriculture or farm shares. And it's time for a local hero spotlight, not with CSA, but CISA, which is.
Everyone confuses them.
It is confusing, you know, because you both work with farms. And that's Jacob Nelson from CISA, Community Involved in Sustaining Agriculture, the local hero folks. And we are talking with a farm share farmer, Mark Rutkowski, farmer and owner of Rivershed Farm in Amherst, to talk about your farm and to talk about your CSA program. Jacob, maybe you know this, though, a little bit. The concept of farm shares is not necessarily a well-established for generations practice. Can you talk a little bit about farm shares and their development over the course of, like, the last 20 years or so?
Especially in the Valley in the past 20 years or so, there's been a proliferation of people offering some sort of farm share where you pay up front for the guarantee of produce, or we have them for all sorts of things now, you know, meat and eggs and fruit and all sorts of add-ons you can put into a farm share these days.
There's
beer farm shares. Yeah. So we've taken this concept and we've really expanded it to the whole bounty that our region of the 413 produces. And they've been getting more popular in the past 20 years for sure. The concept, though, is a lot older. There's a tradition of particularly Black farmers in the American South, like 100 years ago, that were doing something very similar to a CSA model.
Kind of, because we had to.
Yeah.
And then they made it illegal for us to do it. So, like, yes.
So that's more than I know about, but I do know that that's important to talk about when we're talking about the heritage of this model of paying up front to support farmers so that they can do their work with a little bit less financial anxiety and giving ourselves the present of knowing that we're going to have fresh produce all summer long.
Or knowing that you're taking a shared risk with the farmer when the produce isn't to the level that it's at. So it really becomes an investment. And you could think of an investment like a speculative investment in Wall Street and decide you're going to hope that someday there'll be a return on your investment but may lose the bank. Or you could decide you're going to invest in local agriculture and your local farmers. And you share that risk. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb here, Mark, with a farm called Rivershed Farm in Amherst. With the wet season last year, maybe it was not an ideal growing season for you, or maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, it was a difficult season for us. It was our first season in Amherst.
It was your first season last year?
Our first season in that particular
location
in Amherst.
At Amethyst Farm.
Yes, that's right. We did have crop loss due to the heavy rains we experienced.
Where was your farm before it was nestled within Amethyst Farm?
Rivershed Farm actually began in Beverly, Massachusetts in 2019. We were part of the Tufts New Entry for Sustainable Agriculture Incubator Farm Program. So we were in Beverly for 3 seasons. During that time, we had this extensive search for land because we knew we'd only be there for 3 years. We managed to find a plot in Haydenville at Valley View Farm. David and Susie hosted us there for our first year in the Valley. And then through my network of farmers, I learned about this property that was becoming available in Amherst. The previous farm manager, Ryan Carb of Many Hands Farm, was there for over a decade. And we're fortunate enough to benefit from his hard work. He built up this CSA membership that we are striving to maintain and build upon.
It's CSA Week, a national push to try to get people to support local agriculture by buying a so-called farm share in advance of the growing season so that the farmer has cash to work with. And the farmer we're talking with right now is Mark Rutkowski, farmer and owner of Rivershed Farm in Amherst, and not CSA, but CISA. And Jacob Nelson. I'm just going to add to the confusion that's already existed for as long as I've known your organization. That's why I always call you the local hero, folks.
Yeah. Welcome to the acronym soup that is working in the nonprofit world.
We don't know anything about that. Yeah. Working here at
NEPM, WFCR, NEPR. What are we? Who are we?
Maybe instead of talking about the acronym soup, we could talk about some of the great vegetables and other things that you're growing at the farm there that could end up in some delicious soup if you were a CSA member.
Nice segue, Jacob.
Sure.
Nice segue.
Yeah, we grow a wide variety of vegetables, many different varieties of tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, turnips, radishes, leafy greens, spinach, salad mix. My wife, Shauna, also grows about 1 acre of cut flowers.
Are there any other difficulties that you faced or things that were easier being on the coast as opposed to being here and farming?
I don't know, because the Valley is such a rich agricultural community, more so than in the Boston area, I found. I find it, there's a lot more support, and it's just a great place to be farming.
So there's so many more farms around you that if something goes wrong, you have more people that you can go and call on their wisdom?
Right, absolutely.
Better support network.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
There
That's
we
good
go.
Stuff. That's Mark Rutkowski, the farmer and owner of Rivershed Farm in Amherst. We're talking about farm shares and CSAs this farm CSA week. Tell me about your farm share, Mark.
Well, we heard a lot of feedback from our customers that they wanted to have a greater connection to the farm. So we are going to try something new and allow them to harvest a certain percentage of their CSA every week. So they can go out to the field and pick tomatoes and pick cucumbers, blackberries, raspberries, strawberries, and add that as part of their CSA share.
That's amazing because they're paying you to work your fields.
That's right.
But pick your own is like a really fun part of CSAs when it's available.
Yes. We were shocked when we heard that people were willing to pick their own peas. It's so labor intensive. Yeah, we're going to try this out, and we think we're expecting a lot of success with it.
How do you talk about the reasons why someone might want to join any CSA, but yours in particular?
If they want to be immersed in nature, if they want to have a closer connection to where their food is being grown, and if they want to participate in harvesting that food, they should really check out Rivershed Farm.
You're one of the farms in the area. Not everybody has both a summer and fall and a winter share.
This is the first time we've done a winter share. It's a lot smaller. We had fewer people sign up for it. It's important that people understand that in order for us to have a winter share, like that begins now. That begins now in February. Those squashes are going to be little seedlings now. Our CSA members won't receive them until the winter, but that all begins right now. Mm-hmm. So if we have a bad season, there are downstream effects for the winter share.
Jacob Nelson from CESA, the local hero folks, who have lots of access to farms that have CSAs. You must hear feedback from other farmers about the importance of farm shares. And this, again, is sort of a national agricultural push to encourage people when they might not be thinking about the growing season in February to think about it. Tell us some of the feedback that you and CESA hear from the other farms in our area.
We often hear from other farms in the area is that CSAs are a really important part of their business and what they do. There's a handful of farms that it's all that they do. Everything that their farm is about is growing food for their farm share members. Oftentimes, it's fit into other ways that they're getting their food and flowers and fiber out to people, whether they're selling retail at a farm stand right on site to anybody, whether they're selling wholesale to a local grocery store or a co-op or something like that. There is such a support from the community for local farms and such an interest in being directly engaged with the people that grow their food that a lot of farms do have really, really strong CSA programs and membership that can do what that model is designed and really support them through the season. Ryan Carb and Many Hands Farm stopped farming at that land on Amethyst Farm in Amherst, which is a mouthful to say, I will acknowledge. And a lot of those members maybe didn't know you more than a year ago, but have followed the farmer tied to that land and are now enjoying produce grown by you and Shauna. And I wonder, you know, is there anything interesting to share about what that relationship was like?
Yeah, we were really fortunate that Ryan had built up a lot of goodwill in our neighborhood, and we were able to take on a lot of his CSA members, and they welcomed us with open arms. I guess I'm a little bit used to always being the new farmer in town since we've moved the farm around so many times. it's nice to be able to look ahead and realize, I think we'll be here 5 years from now.
Yeah, I don't think we get to talk to many people who are like, so we packed up the farm and moved it to X place.
Packed up the farm and we moved from Beverly, Mass, that is.
I don't know how none of us saw that.
I would
coming.
Like to invest in the Black Gold Texas Tea farm share. I just saw Killers of the Flower Moon,
we're trying
so
to
forget
divest
it.
From those sorts of things. Ixnay on the Black Gold, eh?
Yeah.
Also, your CSA runs, I'm looking at the dates for it, it runs relatively late.
26 weeks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That is a really long
share. It's a half year of vegetables.
It's a long year, but we just took a look at what other farms are doing. We wanted to, you know, what's a nice way to say compete? We wanted to be players in the valley as a farm. We heard from members, like, we were this is what they're expecting, a full spring, summer, and fall of vegetables. And then, you know, it's a short month before the winter share starts up again. Our hope is that eventually we'll be able to offer 12 months of vegetables with little or no interruption.
Wow.
Wow.
It is an investment that you make up front as a CSA member into a farm. I wish that more often when we talked about farm shares, we talked about ways that they can be paid for and made affordable, because there are a lot of CSA farm shares in the Valley that you can buy using your SNAP benefits or even using HIP, the Healthy Incentives Program. There's also a couple different, my health insurance company at least, offers a reimbursement that
cool.
can be spent on health and wellness things. It includes a CSA farm share, which is pretty cool. And there's at least one local bank that offers a zero interest farm share loan.
We also accept SNAP benefits at Rivershed.
That's great.
Yeah.
See, it's CSA week. It's put on nationally by the National Resource for Local Farms. But CESA are our local hero folks, talking about farm shares week in and week out and all of our beautiful bounty here in the 413. And if you're looking for a farm share, there are some available at Rivershed Farm in Amherst with the new-ish to Amherst specialty farmer, Mark Rutkowski, and his wife, Shauna. Thank you both so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.